In 3, 2, and 1. I'm talking to Coach Oren McGruder of Southwest Livingston. His nominees this year, Jaden Sears and Mac Livingston. Mac Anderson got the school. Okay, Mac, okay, let's restart. Talking to Coach Oren McGruder. I'll just add that in post-production. Coach, your nominees, Mac Anderson and Jaden Sears. Mac was a Dream Team nominee last year. Tell me a little bit about both kids, the way they're able to lead the team on the field, because a lot of coaches pick their Dream Team nominees off of leadership.
Well, yeah, we actually also kind of held a vote, too. I ended up picking the guys, but Mac, you know, basically led our offense in every statistical category, and he threw for over 1,100 yards during the regular season, but he rushed for over 2,000 yards with 41 touchdowns rushing. And I know at the conclusion of the regular season, he was number 2 in the nation, all of 8-man and 11-man for touchdown rushes. So anytime somebody puts up a season like that, I mean, you have to nominate him, you know. And then he's kind of taken over the leadership role on our offense as far as getting us in and out of plays. And he knows what the defense is trying to do now, his second year being the quarterback. And he understands where the ball needs to go, and he does a good job of, you know, doing that and making the proper reads. And he's almost like a coach on the field now. And then Jaden, I nominated him for defense because he's just been super important to our defensive line. And that's early in the year, we're trying to play an odd front, and we switched to an even front, and, you know, teams keep trying to run at Jaden, but they don't have much success because he's really good at the point of attack. He does a good job keeping contained, and then he kind of seems to be Johnny on the spot for a lot of loose footballs. I think he's got 2 long fumble recoveries for a touchdown, and he's got an interception return for a touchdown. And, you know, they're both just leaders on this team, and I think we got a few kids that are leaders, but they're 2 that probably produce the most statistically, so they're the 2 I put up.
Now, a question specifically for Mac. He's a senior, and you've only been head coach at this school, at Southwest Livingston, for a year. What can you tell me about him that will be missed going forwards in the upcoming seasons that you'll be there?
He's a physical freak. I mean, anytime you get a guy like that, you're going to miss that. But really, we're going to miss having the character of Mac. You know, he's a big team guy, and he leads by example. He doesn't say a whole lot. Like, you know, I tell people all the time, you never know he was good if you talk to him. You know, you just got to watch him. And, you know, I don't know that many guys can be like that when they're as athletically gifted as he is. And so just kind of the leadership, and he doesn't say much, but when he does, you know, people kind of listen. And so we're going to really just miss his leadership, and then obviously the physical talent part of it too.
And then last question, Coach, for Jaden. As we run down our list, we see a lot of juniors and seniors. So what you already mentioned about his physical aspect on the field, but seeing sophomores are kind of rare on our Dream Team. So give me a little bit about his character and why you maybe went with a sophomore rather than maybe a junior or a senior.
Well, Jaden actually is a junior.
I think it says sophomore on here.
Oh, I may have listed him wrong.
never mind then. Well, just as you mentioned, Mac's character, tell me a little bit about Jaden's character.
Jaden's actually very similar. I mean, he's kind of a quiet kid, always in good spirits. You know, he just, when he gets in between the lines, he goes hard. And he's a very good competitor, and he's a good team guy. You know, that's one thing I think about these guys. They care about the team success over individual success, but along with it, they've both experienced individual success. But, you know, he's a hard worker, and I, you know, enjoys being around practice every day. And just if they weren't good team guys, I wouldn't nominate them. But they're both very good team guys, and they push. You know, Jaden pushes the team, and, you know, he's a hard worker, and he's a heck of a football player.
Coach, thank you so much for the call back. Thank you for your time, and I think you're off the hook until next year.
Oh, good. I hate these.
All righty, Coach. Well, if anything else pops up, we'll give you a call. But, good luck going beyond.
That's what I said. These phone call interviews, I might get more nervous from than actually coaching a football game.
No, you're fine. You're fine. All righty, Coach. Well, thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your coverage.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.